Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism, distill it down to its most salient points, and do my best to explain how I try to use these principles in my daily life, and I share some of my successes, some of my struggles, some of my failures, and hope that you can learn something from it as well. And I do this all within the space of a coffee break. Today's episode is called Yes And. How often do you think about the future? How much time do you spend thinking about the expectations you have for yourself or your life or for those around you? How much time do you spend in your mind in the future so that you're not really living in the present? Last week, I talked about how it's easy to get stuck in the past and how doing so is a waste of energy because it's not something that we have any control over. And today I want to talk about holding expectations of the future and how those can set us up for frustration and disappointment, and the tools that the Stoics give us to enjoy life in the present. I also want to share with you a tool from the world of improv that can help you deal with the unexpected and maybe add a little levity into your life. Marcus Aurelius said, "You have been trying to reach many things by taking the long way around. All these things can be yours right now if you stop denying them to yourself. All you have to do is let go of the past, trust the future to providence, and direct the present to reverence and justice." Now, while we all know that we can't change the past, our actions in the present can have some impact on what will happen to us in the future. This makes us feel like we have some control over what happens to us. But I want to propose that we shouldn't look at our current choices as something that will change the future and create a desired outcome, but that we should focus on living in the moment and let the outcome be what it will. When we do something in the present, we do so in the hopes that it will create some kind of desired outcome in the future. But as we all know, life throws all kinds of things our way, and so an expected outcome is never guaranteed. We can do the same thing 100 times and have the same result each time, only find out that on the 101st time, that because of some unforeseen event or circumstance, we get a different outcome, and it may be something that we never expected. And when something falls outside of what we expected to happen, we struggle. Sometimes we get angry or we get disappointed. But all of this comes from our perspective and the way that we are thinking about the future. Marcus Aurelius said, "You only live in the present, this fleeting moment. The rest of your life is already gone and not yet revealed." The Stoics talk a lot about memento mori, which means to remember death, to think about your mortality. And this is not because they were depressed and only thought about how awful life was. But the Stoics found that this exercise sharpened their senses and their appreciation for the present moment. Knowing that any moment could be your last, you can approach each day with a sense of appreciation and savor each moment that you have. It helps to keep you focused on what's important and to let go of what's not. I mean, would you rather have your last moments being spent on fretting about something that's unimportant or something out of your control? Or would you rather hold a sense of gratitude for every moment that you experience, even the unpleasant ones? Because we could die at any moment, expecting that something will work out in some particular way in the future is also something that could change on a dime. You might not even be there to see it. Now, some people may see this as very pessimistic or a very morbid outlook, and I disagree. I think it's a very pragmatic outlook, and it's a very present-minded one. And it helps you appreciate all that you have this very moment. I want to share a story with you that was sent in to me from one of my listeners. His name, username is Pluto, and it does a really good job of illustrating this idea. He said, "Yesterday I was out walking my dog and listening to one of your episodes about living in the moment. Then it occurred to me that I could listen to the podcast later, and instead I could just enjoy the walk with my dog. I took my headphones out and focused on my surroundings. I watched my lovely dog closely and thought about how her lifespan was shorter than mine, and I have a limited number of walks with her. I noticed how much I will miss her once she leaves. I teared up a bit, and then I had a highly enjoyable walk." And what I really liked about this is that it also reminded me that savoring each moment isn't something that you have to make this grand exercise of. It can just be stopping, taking a breath, and looking around, and just appreciating what's there. So thanks again for sharing that. Marcus Aurelius said, "How ridiculous and how strange to be surprised at anything which happens in life." The second tool that the Stoics recommend to us is amor fati, which means to love fate. When we love our fate, we accept what life throws our way. We don't complain about what has happened. We do our best to recognize that this is just part of life, and that if it upsets us, it's because we have expectations of what we think should happen that are counter to what is actually happening. And by loving our fate, we keep our expectations flexible because we never know what could happen. We're constantly upset because we make plans and we have these expectations, and then they don't come out how we want them. And to love whatever happens to us means that we let go of trying to control something that we can't. It also means the faster we can accept it, the faster we can deal with life as it really is. So how do we get better about not getting stuck in the future and loving our fate? I want to take a page out of the world of improv. So in improv, there is a phrase that is simply put, yes and. And what this means is that when you're working through a scene with your fellow actors, that when something else gets introduced into the scene, rather than fighting against it because you think it doesn't belong or that it's something that you didn't expect, you roll with it. For example, if you're doing a scene in a barbershop and someone says, "Hey, can I bring my pet squirrel in here?" A possible answer could be, "Yes, and you're in luck. Today is Super Squirrel Saturday. All squirrel mullet cuts and tail trims are 50% off." Yes and is accepting it, whatever it may be, and rolling with it. And it's this kind of acceptance of anything coming and how to make it part of the comedy that keeps the scene moving forward. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it falls flat, but that ready acceptance keeps the momentum going. And if it really doesn't work within the scene, it is still acknowledged, used as best as it can, and then discarded as the scene moves on. The better we get at accepting what is by acknowledging it rather than holding tightly to our expectations, the more we're able to enjoy the present moment. And when we can approach life with a yes and, we are less shocked by events, and we might just find ourselves laughing along with the unexpected twists and turns that life sends our way. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening.